else we could even get into this, that this cosmology is about consciousness and what drives the whole evolution or whatever this and that is love, disciple love, disciple love to love. Anyway, it's love. And sex is about love, isn't it? And when people dream, you know, when we have our daydreams or night dreams, well, we dream quite a bit about sex, don't we? And sometimes people get all kinky living out all these even further dreams down that lane. So that's very much what the dream is about, isn't it? Deep in there. But not, I mean, to be honest here, and get clear about that too. What is it that you are looking for in sex? Ask yourself that, and I'm asking myself that too. And is it my pleasure that is the driving force? More pleasure. Fleshy pleasure and all of that. Or is it someone to love? Coming together in real, deep, good love with that heart and everything. But you know, real love between two people in this case. That is simply good and loving and kind and respectful and nourishing and encouraging and sharing and, you know, all those nice things that we all want, isn't it? So we can really choose how we want to live. And we should not underestimate modern media and this collective consciousness that we seem to be all connected to, that the more of us start thinking like that, acting like that, feeling like that about who I am and what I will do here, what I want really. Do I just want money? Do I just want that power and control? Do I actually want to hurt and kill other people? People whom I might just see as anonymous entities in a much more important and powerful global chessboard. But who are families just like we? Here am I, my family, my friends, the ones I love and want to hang out with and just be left in peace. Be good to each other. This way be happy. And same over there, in that other part of the world, which someone has taught me to see as a dark side, controlled by monsters, devour us all. But, you know, the thing is that all sides say that. And sometimes those who blame the others most, well, you know, what is it they say? In Swedish we say, you see yourself in others.